Good morning, Dale.
You know, a lot of artists, like Toby Keith, for instance, he'll open a bar. Toby Keith's, you know, I love this bar and grill. But when Florida Georgia Line does something, they do it at a higher level.
They call it a creative compound. It's going to open in Nashville January 2nd with the Tribe Kelly Trading Post. That's for Brian's wife's clothing line, Tree Vibe Music, their songwriting group, and an event space called Meet and Greet with a private garden sanctuary environment that'll include coffee and food.
Man, I mean, that sounds like a big deal.
Kind of fancy, isn't it?
FGL is going to be here. They'll headline the Saturday night next year at the Kicker Country Stampede. That'll be June 23rd in Manhattan.
Something to look forward to. Blake Shelton's on Gwen Stefani's Christmas special tonight on NBC. Gwen also reveals Blake's a pretty good cook and his specialty is anything fried. And since they've been together, he and Gwen always have an Italian Christmas where they eat potato gnocchi and lasagna.
I'm going to admit I had no idea where that story was going because all I heard was Blake Shelton's on Gwen Stefani.
Luke Bryan performs on The Ellen Show today. I also hear at a recent concert, Luke had a wardrobe malfunction. Fans in the front row had to tell him his fly was open.
Ruh-roh.
Awkward.
Was he wearing underwear?
Yes, thank you.
Because sometimes on the weekends, it's optional for me and I get in trouble. But
oh my.
Whatever.
We don't need to know that. We don't. Check out abcnews.com later today for Brett Eldredge singing a tune from his holiday album. And finally, Keith Urban and family will celebrate the holidays in Australia. Keith says, I know it sounds bizarre to Americans, but we want to be on the beach and eat shrimp. I'm Nashville Kat, back tomorrow with more news and Dish for KF Country.